The new campaign from the New Hampshire Food Bank may mess with your head a little bit, at least when you first hear about it. The food bank is asking you, next time you go to the grocery store, to buy nothing. A whole can of nothing, in fact. It's part of a nationwide effort to bring more attention to hunger and the many people who actually face eating nothing. To learn more, we turn to Shauna Frechette. She's here from the food bank to explain. Welcome to All Things Considered, Shauna.
Thank you, Brady.
Now, describe this for people. What are they actually going to see?
When they walk in the supermarket, we have cans that are on sale, and they're nothing cans. So it looks like a soup can, but it's empty. And the whole premise around it is that nothing is a reality for hundreds of thousands of people in New Hampshire, and we're trying to give everybody something that they can look at and say, okay, I understand that these people have nothing. So they'll see the cans. They're on sale for $5, and the money will go right to the food bank.
You can donate them, but also in the can that you brought with you, I see there's a little slot, sort of like a piggy bank. So
yep,
you could actually fill them with something.
Yep. The great thing about them is they act as a piggy bank, and the can is purchased for $5, and it holds about $25 worth of coins. And so if it's purchased, refilled, and brought back to us, it'll replace nothing with about 60 meals.
Typically, the grocery stores I've been to, at least, they always have a bin in the front of the store near the checkout lines where you can drop in some mixed vegetables or whatever it is. How do you think this changes the way that we see hunger or think about hunger when the cans of nothing are right next to the beans or the canned soup or the evaporated milk that we're buying instead of in this separate part of the store away from the food we buy?
I think it makes it a little bit more realistic. I mean, often if you're donating something, you're picking up the same things that you're going to eat. So you're kind of just dropping them off instead of picking up something and realizing this has no weight to it. There's nothing in it. And then kind of comparing it to a can of beans or a can of soup and realizing, okay, there's no weight. There's nothing in it. It gives you that feeling of, okay, I understand nothing.
Does that also possibly make it more realistic for people who are considering donating money? The food banks typically say money is the most valuable thing that you can give.
Right.
But it's still kind of an abstract transaction. You're giving something maybe by credit card that you don't actually see. You're not handing anything mm-hmm. to another person. But here you're actually picking up a physical can.
Yep. No, I think it definitely does make it a little bit more realistic in terms of donations. Like you said, most of the time people give us a check or they're donating by credit card and they don't really get anything in return. And whereas this is, it's actually a little bit more, I don't want to say fun, but because it's a bank and because you can bring it out in the community and you have something to show for your donation and then you can encourage other people, I think it's a little bit more than a donation online.
And the hope is that you'll turn something out of nothing.
Yes. We're
I just had to say that.
Of course. Yes. No, we're hoping to raise a lot of money with it and also spread a lot of awareness. Like I said, because people have the actual can when they donate, it's easy to bring around. It's easy to show other people. And again, it is a bank, so people can refill it and bring it back to us, which we would much appreciate.
Well, Shauna, for someone who was talking about nothing, I sure learned a lot. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
That's Shauna Frechette of the New Hampshire Food Bank, which formally launches the Nothing Campaign in New Hampshire at an event tomorrow in Bedford. We have more information at nhpr.org.